Hello, Max Turi.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. It's a lovely day, actually. It's a nice day to play, I think.
It is a lovely day. Absolutely. Yeah. The sun is shining. It's nice. Yeah.
In Curiosity in Warwick. It's very nice. You're going to be performing a few songs for us.
Yeah,
do you have like a track listing, or are you just going to decide when you get up there?
Yeah, I do. I have a track listing I've kind of been following for these things. So
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited to hear them. I've heard Numb, which I really liked.
I love
a bit of gospel in songs.
Yeah.
The Yeah Yeah Yeahs in their song Sacrilege have a really good gospel section right at the end, which I loved.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that something that you're really interested in, having that sort of soul gospel-y thing in that song?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, when we were making the record, it was definitely a conscious decision to kind of introduce some of the gospel elements into the songs.
Yeah.
Something I wanted for a while, kind of background singers. And so, yeah, we were able to accomplish it, so that's cool.
It works so well because your voice is very soft, but obviously, and the gospel in the background is really powerful.
Yeah.
And they work really well together.
So oh, cool, thanks.
Yeah, I really like that.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, so just as a bit of an introduction to yourself, you could tell everyone who you are, where you're from, what you do.
Sure.
A bit about yourself.
I'm Max Turi.
Yeah.
I'm from Des Moines, Iowa, mm-hmm. in the States, the Midwest, and, singer-songwriter. I've been doing it for about 3 years, mm-hmm. I think, full-time, and first record comes out June 3rd.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
You've already got an EP out.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a couple EPs out
yeah.
and a couple other songs kind of floating around, some cover songs and stuff. But
yeah. Exciting. Oh,
yeah.
Very good. If you could describe your sound. So I like artists to or bands to describe their sounds in slightly more of like an abstract way. So imagine if you were describing your sound to someone who had no concept of genres.
Okay.
Anything like that. So, for example, we had a band on and they said that they sounded like atmospheric funeral music and a moth was like bumping into an electronic light in the background.
Wow.
Like, that was how, very, very weird. But
well, that's a wonderful answer. I'm not going to come up with something that.
It's a bit of a tough one to spring on you. I should
have
been.
Well, no, it's okay. Just kind of soft, airy vocals.
Yeah.
With sort of almost church music, but trying to put it in sort of 2016,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, nice. Mm. I like it, yeah. And no genres used at all there, so perfect.
I know, it was tough though.
You're sweating a little bit.
I am, yeah.
Oh, it's a good one. Thank you very much. So you're from America.
Yeah.
Do you find the music scene here in Britain? How long have you been in Britain?
I've been coming here for about half the year for mm-hmm. 3 years probably.
Oh,
so.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So you're not a newbie. You've been
I've been here for
seasoned.
A bit. Yeah. A little bit. But. Yeah.
So how do you find the music scene here different from America or at home?
I think one major thing that I've noticed is that British audiences are much more open mm-hmm. to new, fresh music, I guess, like upcoming artists, new artists, especially in live settings.
Yeah.
I would say I've just found it difficult in America. I just think it's difficult to sort of break through some of the noise in America a bit, and people may be more reluctant to accept new artists mm-hmm. and maybe would rather go spend their money either live or on recordings to sort of establish artists and people that they've heard before.
Yeah,
so
I think it's nice in Britain we've got a really good culture of being interested in new people or being interested in undiscovered people. I think that's something that
yeah,
really
absolutely.
Likes.
And I've been super grateful that there's been some interest in my music and being a new artist. And I found it just easier to sort of enter the music scene here.
Yeah. Well, established people are boring anyway, so so it's all good. Someone said about your music that you like to find the beautiful in ugly places.
Mm-hmm.
If that translates to your music, I don't know, but
yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's fair.
And I really understand that with our campus. Obviously, we're at Warwick University, and it was built 50 years ago. And just some of the architecture here is absolutely horrendous. I absolutely hate it. But there are really very small, nice sections around the place, which are really beautiful and not inspiring. But I understand why you'd be inspired by something like that if you, as you are a musician.
Yeah.
Do you find? Can you give me any examples of something like that? Have you found along your travels or from your home in Iowa or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of like making
making something ugly.
Yeah, beautiful. Sure.
It's a lovely idea, I think.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it stems, you know, from personal experiences or my life, and just, I mean, I don't know if I set out to make something beautiful, I don't know if I can be the judge of that, but I set out to make something, I guess, artistic out of, you know, stuff that's going on in my life that's not particularly pleasant, and if I can kind of write a song about it or make a recording about it and kind of sort of summarize my thoughts in a more artistic way than like, you know, just sitting around talking about talking about it.
Something, taking a difficult happening in your life and making a beautiful piece of music out of it.
Yeah, then I guess I feel better about it, and I can kind of, you know, tie the knot on it and say, well, that happened. I wrote a song about it, and I can move on a little bit.
And you've got something beautiful out of that experience.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Out of pain comes good music, I think, a lot of the time.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, but it's the case. So is there, you've made an album, it's coming out soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you find that process? Did you enjoy the process?
It was, you know, it was different than I had anticipated. I had this kind of idealized version in my head of what was going to happen, and it was sort of like, you know, I'm going to go into like, you know, like a studio or a cabin in the woods and be holed up for like 2 months and come out with this sort of like, you know, conceptual sort of thing that all took place at one time.
Yeah.
But in reality, you know, I recorded a bit in New York, and then I had a few weeks off, and then I recorded a bit in London, and then I recorded at home a bit, and then I went back to New York and recorded a bit more, and it was kind of like it didn't take too long. It was like a 3 or 4 month long process. It just was more kind of cut up and chopped than I had anticipated.
But I imagine there's not one right way to make an album.
Yeah.
It's a creative process. It's right for you. Yeah.
Exactly. And it was a bit more random, I think, too, than I thought it was initially going to be. It was kind of like if I had a song and there was, and my schedule was free, or if there was studio time, then it's like go in quick and do it.
Yeah.
And then kind of wait until the next opportunity. But
I'm so excited to hear the final.
Oh well,
the
thank
final
you.
Project, the final
I appreciate
piece.
It.
Yeah. I have a radio show here at Rural Radio Warwick, and with my friend Matilda, and we're called the Jam Jar. It's a silly name.
Okay.
But we like to jam. but we have a section. So the first half of our show is alternative new bands, new singers.
Okay. Cool.
Quite unknown. The second half is goldies but oldies.
Oh nice.
And we like to ask people for suggestions. So if you could give me one example of someone who maybe you really into at the moment or is quite fresh and you like their music, and then another example of someone who's inspired you from the past or has maybe been a keen influence for you from historically or something like that.
Sure, absolutely.
Again, putting you on the spot again. I don't know why I keep doing
that. No, please put me on the spot. That's what I'm here for. So like upcoming artists or like new upcoming artists or just new artists and like artists that released an album?
Anyone that you want.
All right. So a song I'm really into right now is Ultralight Beam by Kanye West, actually.
Ooh, from the new album.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think it's really good. It has like that, like a huge sort of gospel element.
Yeah.
In it,
and something you really like.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, what a song.
Yeah.
Old song. There's a song called One Step by an artist named David Wiffen.
Wiffen.
Yeah, Wiffen, and it's just a really beautiful song.
Mm.
So.
Thank you. Great suggestions. I haven't heard either of them, so that'll be a treat later.
Okay.
Very cool. Very cool. Do I have any more questions? And if you could recommend two of your songs for our listeners to listen to, that would be like good introduction. So, for example, if they can't be here tonight to hear
Cool.
What would you suggest?
Well, there's Numb, which we just released, which is kind of more indicative of what the record's going to sound like.
Yeah.
And then there's one called Great American Novel, That's just me on piano.
I can confirm that's another excellent song, yeah.
What?
I like that song.
Oh,
I can
thank
confirm,
you. And
yeah.
then, like, strings and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Those are probably the two that are my favorite right now. So, yeah?
Yeah. Fantastic. Brilliant.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks
Drew.
For having me.
We're excited to... We haven't actually heard your live set yet, so we've still got that to look forward to. But,
cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for interviewing me.
Soon. You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.